to Beirut, Lebanon now, where people watching the situation in Syria are contemplating two riveting images this morning. One, the armored vehicles on the streets of Hama, as witnesses reported yesterday, and it's clandestine video is all that we're getting, but witnesses reported yesterday 45 people dead in the latest response to the uprising there by the Syrian government amidst an announcement this morning from Syrian President Bashar Assad authorizing a multi-party political system in his country. Joining us from our partner, the New York Times, from Beirut is Nada Bakri. Nada, first of all, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And how would you characterize this from the Syrian leader? Is this conciliation or desperation?
You know, I'm not sure. I think it's neither. It's just maybe. I don't think he's because it's not going to mean anything. I mean, if you talk to people in Syria, if you talk to analysts there, to activists, to protesters, and even just regular citizens on the street, it doesn't mean anything because there was never any kind of political life there. So forming political parties is a little bit, you know, it's a very absurd idea. And coming at this time, you know, right after one of the most brutal days since the uprising started almost 5 months ago, it means absolutely nothing. It's just like, you know, just lying to his people.
Well, I can hear you groping for a characterization of what's going on there. And we could add one other detail, if you could give it context, please. The United Nations Security Council condemns Syria yesterday. Is it a response to that more than the violence on the streets?
I don't think that's a response either, because I don't think that anyone is buying this multi-party law. And but, you know, I don't think how that would be a response to the condemnation. And also, it's I think it was expected that he would endorse it now because it was passed or not passed. It was the draft law came out, I think, about 10 days ago or a little more. And then it takes about this much time for the president to endorse it. So I don't think it is necessarily linked to the UN condemnation.
Nada, what are you learning about the situation for the people in Hama before we go?
Oh my God, that is so hard because all communication lines have been cut since yesterday. And yesterday we managed to get hold of one activist inside Hama, and we talked to him very, very briefly because we wanted to preserve his battery. But he said the situation was very, very bad, and he heard about a lot of people dead and a lot detained and a lot of destruction, although he could not confirm anything because he couldn't move around freely as the city was under heavy, heavy shelling. And then we talked to other activists who had heard from their sources there, you know, reports about mass executions, about bodies lying everywhere from Gaza Square to other places, about, you know, heavy destruction. But again, we cannot confirm because we can't get hold of anyone in Syria since all communications have been cut. And, you know, we're just laying on secondhand accounts, and we don't know how credible they are.
Indeed, the frustration of one among many journalists trying to follow the situation in Syria. That's Nada Bakri from our partner, the New York Times, reporting from Beirut, Lebanon, on the situation in Hama, which is getting more and more violent. A possible notion of a multi-party system announced by Syrian President Bashar Assad a day after a UN Security Council condemnation. Thanks, Nada.